More importantly, is Liliana Byington owns transportation for Bloomberg Government. Her report on Bloomberg Government is completely in-depth and extraordinary. I can't say enough. Like, she'll report on the damn Christmas tree for the politicians. It's a 400-foot-high Norway spruce something. But seriously, on the holiday travel season, Liliana, let us begin with one question. Are we back to 2019, or are we beyond the zoo pre-pandemic?
It's going to be busy. I think that this one is going to be, what they're saying, is some of the busiest travel days in history. So I think that we are going to see a little bit of chaos when it comes to the TSA lines and the craziness in waiting. So I think you should be planning to show up pretty early.
Attend 6 hours early to go.
Yeah, but the weather's going to really be crappy.
Well, what about that, Liliana? I mean, look at the weather, and I guess, you know, it's there. It's going to make it even worse, right?
That's true. We're expecting to see some storms. My expertise is more on the transportation side than the weather. But
it's Bloomberg Surveillance. Anybody who comes on Bloomberg Surveillance is a weather person. Right. Go.
That's true. And you got people talking about that. And so when there is weather problems, though, the transportation department is saying that one thing they're going to be doing to lower the delays that you're going to see is, if the schedules get messed up, they're going to try to make sure that the commercial airplanes that you're taking are able to leave first over private jets.
Hey, Liliana, I guess the question is, for me at least, is, are the airlines ready for this peak demand? I'm just not sure capacity is back. I'm not sure they have enough labor. All the problems that we saw kind of in the pandemic and then coming out of the pandemic, I just have no confidence that they're ready for this. What are you hearing from me, the transportation department or the airlines?
Yeah, they're saying that they're ready and that they're, you know, doing their best to make sure that scheduling has been appropriate so that they can get these planes going on time. One of the biggest concerns, though, is the air traffic control. We've seen definite shortages in the air traffic controllers. People are working insane overtimes right now.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yes,
it's very comforting. You're scared. Liliana, if they're working insane overtimes, can't the secretary and, frankly, a bipartisan effort solve that? It seems to be pretty crucial.
They're trying right now. They're working on hiring as many people as possible. The pandemic kind of messed up the air traffic control pipeline where training had stopped, so that kind of caused a lot of these shortages, saw more retirements like you did in other industries. But right now they're trying to get a big aviation bill in Congress, although you know how tricky it is to get anything across the finish line in Congress, but to try to get more funding to air traffic control.
Well, what does an air traffic control, I mean, the person who's air traffic control, they've got X number of planes up there at once. I mean, it's a pretty important job. I mean, Paul, in Newark alone, just keeping the runways clear, what do they make per year?
They're actually pretty well paid, air traffic controllers. I'm not sure the latest on theirs, but the problem is it takes a long time to train them because they go through, you know, just as much time in schooling as someone like a lawyer. So it does take a while to get people through the training process. So that's kind of why it takes so long. And the failure rate's actually pretty high.
So Liliana, I think the skies are going to be crazy. That's kind of what I'm hearing from a lot of folks. How about the roadways? Gasoline is down. I mean, John Tucker's getting it down in the Jersey Shore at the Wawa, like $3.15 a gallon or something. Right?
Yeah, it's getting close there. It's just like, I'm surprised. I mean, you know, you saw the inflation report.
Yep.
That was primarily the driver.
Exactly. So, Liliana, are people going to be going crazy driving everywhere if they don't want to fly?
It is supposed to be really busy on the roads, too. Unfortunately, not as much relief there. Also, there's supposed to be more than 50 million travelers traveling over 50 miles or more this year, is their prediction. So that, I think, also getting on the roads early is the big suggestion there, because I think we're going to see a lot of traffic in the skies and on the roads.
Liliana, that was uplifting. Liliana Byington, thank you so much. The Bloomberg Government, really encyclopedic.